and there's lots going on in post-election Florida. Just minutes ago, a judge there denied a request by Democrats to give all of Florida's 67 counties an extension past a 3 p.m. deadline today to conduct a machine recount of ballots in the two close-to-call races for governor and senator. Palm Beach County has been struggling to finish, and there's a hearing later today on where their recount stands. And this morning, a different judge said several thousand voters whose mail-in ballots weren't counted because of mismatched signatures could have until Saturday to fix them by turning an affidavit. So let's get the latest from NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne outside the Broward County Elections Office. Don, what just happened here? Because we have the judge denying an extension, and then you have Palm Beach saying we're not going to finish. So does that mean that, you know, well, what does that mean?
Well, there's a lot swirling around here, as happens in recounts, as seemed to happen in Florida recounts. But we do have the one ruling which deals with a relatively small number of votes in terms of people who are getting a chance to kind of get their signatures right on those ballots.
Right.
So that's separate. That's a relatively small number.
Yeah.
The other kind of bigger thing is that a request by the campaign of Senator Bill Nelson, the Democrat, the incumbent, to just have more time to do this manual recount before this machine recount before it maybe goes to a manual recount has been denied. Mm. So that moves the process over, and that actually, you know, empowers the Secretary of State to at 3 o'clock Eastern time today say, this is what we have right now in the machine recount, and this is what it means going forward. It'll allow him to speak with a little more certainty. But then we have Palm Beach, and we have that other hearing that is still going to take place.
That's what I don't understand.
They have not been asking for an extension for philosophical reasons. They just had trouble with their machines, and they're behind, and they just want more time.
Okay, well, so that's what we don't understand. So this ruling from the judge that the request by the Democrats to extend till Saturday a recount, does it not apply to Palm Beach? Because they're having a separate hearing. So what does that mean?
That's right. So we could have Palm Beach, this one county, get some more time.
Because they had a machine problem.
We don't know what that would.
Yeah.
That's right. But we don't know what that would mean as far as the kind of announcement that we may get, you know, this afternoon from the Secretary of State.
Well, help us with that.
So it's still very confusing.
Well, help us with that, because it was thought that the machine recount would settle the governor's race in favor of the Republican Ron DeSantis over the Democrat Andrew Gillum. And then you have the Senate race with the Republican Governor Rick Scott, who was leading over the Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson. So are you saying that the Secretary of State may announce winners? But if I don't understand that, if
no.
Palm Beach, no,
no,
okay.
he would make the announcement that says we will now proceed with the manual recount in the Senate race because it is within that 0.25% margin.
And what?
Again,
and what about the governors?
That's potentially what he could say.
And what
in
about
the
governors?
Senate race? The governor's race, there are potentially more legal challenges that could come from the Democrats. But from what we're seeing, that race has not been narrowing by much, which means that it could be, it could be declared done by the Secretary of State because it's not narrow enough for the
Thank you, Don Gagne.